Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Glad you're with us at a Trash Tuesday. Taking your trashes via Twitter, DA on CBS, or via the phones at 855-212-4227. Also coming up in 9 minutes, the first two out of the 12 days of Christmas. Yesterday was the first. Today is the second as we count down until Friday's number 12 on the most memorable moments of the DA Show's calendar year. Coming up on Saturday, the SEC championship game, LSU against Georgia. Is it possible with a Bulldogs win, both teams get in to the college football playoff? Our next guest has been the lead SEC on CBS reporter since the beginning of last season. She'll be on the call with Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson as they make up one of the best college football broadcast teams in the nation. Coverage on CBS. Kickoff is at 4 o'clock, or coverage begins at 4 o'clock Eastern Time on CBS. Our friend Jamie Erdahl. Jamie, good morning.
What's up, DA? How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I can't complain. You know, just another week.
Just another week, and it ends in an SEC championship game, and somebody's going to the college football playoff. Let's start with Joe Burrow, because what a season, what a story it has been. I thought it was pretty amazing last week, the type of outpouring of emotion he had towards Tiger Nation and his years at LSU. What type of bond was it between Burrow and the fans in Baton Rouge?
That's pretty remarkable. I think this is a young man that, I don't want to say he was wronged along the way, but, you know, working with Gary Danielson, he has a really interesting path in his playing time. And we were talking about Joe Burrow a couple weeks ago. Gary got pretty emotional after our game at Alabama, and just in the context of so many people doubted him along the way. And I think he feels a connection to Joe Burrow in that respect. You know, he wasn't heavily recruited coming out of high school. He goes to what many would argue as a young man that grew up in Ohio, you know, his dream school and going to Ohio State. Obviously, things don't pan out there for a number of reasons. And then he has to turn elsewhere. And of all the places a kid from Ohio could land, going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and not only surviving there and getting along there, but thriving and succeeding and being embraced by a community more than anyone that I've really ever seen before, has just been a remarkable story. I don't blame him for the way he responded on senior night. I think that credit was due to the Baton Rouge community, to LSU football. It's just this match made in heaven that we never knew we needed in college football until we saw it unfold over the last two seasons. And I just am so happy for him that he was able to have that moment with, you know, with those fans.
It's a magical season for LSU, and it ends in an SEC championship game. And should they win, of course, they'll be in the college football playoff, either as a one or a two seed, more than likely. And Ed Ogeron is finally getting the credit I think that he deserves. And yet, here's Joe Brady, who has walked in from the Saints, overhauled the offense, given Joe Burrow all of this control, and the offense has taken off. And Ed Ogeron hasn't really fought that credit that Brady has gotten. Does it say something about Ogeron's humility or lack of ego that he's allowing Joe Brady to collect a lot of the attention for the way the coaching has gone?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I've been saying this all season long, and it's a conversation we were able to have with Coach Ogeron earlier this year. how much humility it really takes. You know, you don't get into coaching, I don't think, head coaching without a bit of an ego to stroke. As we all know, we kind of have to manipulate and work with coaches, and, you know, you have to, you want to be on their good side, and you know how to get there. And Ogeron doesn't really have that slice of his personality. And I think that goes right in line with how he's been able to bring Joe Brady in. And as you say, allow him to have this spotlight. But let's also not bury Steve, not bury, but let's not hide Steve Emsinger along this process. He is a brilliant offensive mind. And I think what happened here, yes, Joe Brady's arrival from the Saints bringing an NFL passing style offense has been of the utmost importance for LSU. But it's really, I think, a perfect storm of all three between Joe Burrow's development, his comfort coming into this LSU offense. I think if this was Joe Burrow's first year at LSU, I don't think we would be seeing the season that we're having. Keep in mind, he had last year to really get comfortable in his surroundings. He's really arrived. And then you have Steve Emsinger with his brilliance and his experience in college football. And then you have this fresh, you know, breath of fresh air from Joe Brady coming in with the NFL stuff. I think it was the perfect storm for LSU to put this offense on the field this season. So a lot of pieces had to come into play. And then at the top of it all is Ed Ogeron allowing this to unfold and him really kind of, you know, letting this offense go into the limelight. And I totally agree with you that this is Ed Ogeron, you know, his greatest compliment is his humility in letting this unfold.
Jamie Erdahl is going to be on the sideline for the SEC Championship game. Number 2 LSU, number 4 Georgia coming up Saturday, 4 o'clock Eastern time on CBS. On the Georgia side of things, they probably felt pretty discredited all season long. The loss to South Carolina was terrible, but also their offense has been pretty clunky throughout the year. Is that, though, overshadowing just how good their defense has been and the quality wins they've been able to stack with that defense?
Yeah, I think it's interesting juxtaposition between Georgia and LSU, because here's a Georgia team that were, you know, with Jake Fromm over the last 2 years, I think everyone just kind of expected the offense to be the same, if not even more productive than what we've seen in years past. So when it didn't really start to unfold that way this season, everyone, a couple question marks, you know, even in a game that they won against Kentucky, people were upset they only scored, you know, 17 or 21 points, whatever it was. You know, why that's a disappointment, you know, your defense still held an SEC team scoreless. So it's just, I think, kind of the way you look through the scope of the team that you are cheering for in the SEC. So it's just kind of, you know, you got to focus on what's been great for you this year. People could have been really down on LSU's defense, but instead we are just high praising their LSU's offense. Why aren't we doing the same for Georgia and the way their defense has been playing? What I think is the best, if not one of the top two defenses in the country. And instead people are kind of harping on their offensive lack of production. You know, it's just the nature of how seasons go, and credit to Georgia for riding the wave and allowing their defense to kind of get the job done some days.
The best part about your crew and the production team and the researchers, that CBS lives and breathes SEC, and so they know all the ins and outs. All the people that you work with know this conference inside and out. Is there a sense that if Georgia wins this game, that LSU still gets into the college football playoff, because their only loss would be to a top four team in Georgia in this game? Or does a loss likely lock LSU out?
No, I think LSU is still in. I think the issue becomes is, I know they're then the conference champion. Georgia is, man, that really throws a wrench, doesn't it? Because then you have two unbeaten teams only in all of college football. And then you have about, I think it's 6 one-loss teams, and they're all waving their schedule in the air. Like, hey, look at us, look at us. And I do not envy, you know, the guys that have to make those decisions from the committee, because you never want to show bias. You never want to think that one conference is stronger than the other. But, you know, oh man, that is a tough conversation. I'm sure, you know, not only will all of the SEC be watching our game Saturday, but I think it becomes a national conversation in terms of the wrench, the monkey wrench that could be thrown in with if Georgia were to beat LSU this weekend. I think a lot of people want it to play out where LSU takes care of business just to make it easier on everybody. But I do think LSU is still in if they lose this game.
You know, I tend to agree, because if you looked at the best one loss, if you just went by who has the best loss,
right,
Utah's loss is to USC, Oklahoma's loss is to Kansas State, Baylor's loss would be to Oklahoma. I think, obviously, the best one loss would be LSU losing to Georgia in an SEC title game.
Right. And then if Georgia does win, their one loss to South Carolina. You could put that with the group that you previously mentioned. So
you can. Yeah, you can.
Yeah. But. So, yeah. I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword for Georgia being as good as they are, getting this far. And if they were to win, they're almost bolstering LSU's argument, which is kind of such a weird twist of fate when it comes to college football. But I think LSU would still be in.
That's a good point. Jamie Erdahl joining us. She's going to be working the sidelines for the SEC championship game. Georgia and LSU, Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern time on CBS. Also on the CBS Sports Network, the Conference USA championship game at 1:30 Eastern time, FAU and UAB, to get your day started on the championship side of things. Jamie, have a great call coming up on Saturday. Can't wait to watch it.
Thanks, DA. Appreciate it.
You got it. Jamie Erdahl joining us this morning here on the show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.